eyes. Now those skies are threatening. They're beating plowshares into swords for this tired old man that we elected king. Armchair warriors often fail. We've been poisoned by these fairy tales. The lawyers clean up all details since daddy had to lie. Oh, but I know the place where we can go and wash away this sin. Sit and watch the clouds roll by, the tall grass waves in the wind. Stay your head back on the ground.
That's just him. Hit the dirt!
What the hell was that?
The Kong, most likely.
I can't do this. It is the end, officer. Send me to the troops that we'll try.
But Captain Madison, you can't be damn serious.
Listen, Sergeant, I mean, the fuck with Westmore orders. We're withdrawing.
Yes, sir.
I have a telegram for Captain Michael Madison. Wow. Straight from the field marshal himself.
What's this all about, Nurse Rames?
It's very important by the looks of it.
Madison, yada yada yada, blah blah blah. Oh, God damn it. Screw that, Westmoreland.
Captain Madison, what's the fuss about?
Looks like you can call me right now, Wes.
Hold on a sec. Mind if I see that telegram? They're reprieving you of your commanding duties? This can't be true.
I just couldn't do it. I could understand if it's about the Viet Cong, but I don't understand why we'd have to wipe out a whole village. They had no say whatsoever. Light at the end of the tunnel, my ass.
Oh, and you have a letter from Kansas City, from Sasha. This was just delivered today.
Oh my God, Sasha? I haven't heard from her since I left.
Wait, Sasha, isn't that the girl you were gonna go and...
Sasha, just when I get back, I'm finally going to start anew with her. Forget this war even started.
Mon cheri amour, this war, this whole useless war. Why didn't you tell me you guys were massacring the innocent? Just last week the news showed an American GI blow a Vietnam person's brains out. It was all on national TV. Ever since then, the country hasn't been the same. Everyone's gone insane. I don't know why you keep up with this nonsense. And why haven't you written back to the letters I wrote? Have you been sleeping around with some gook hooker, or are you even dead in some damned rice field? It's been 3 years, and I've been waiting such a long time. I can't wait any longer. It's over between the two of us.
Oh, boy. Hey, Mikey, you gonna be okay?
Do I look okay to you? Only damn army would let me write back and explain the whole situation.
She did write others before, but since you were leaving today...
I never kill civilian. And I had nothing to do with what happened at that New Year offensive. Really, they actually broadcasted that crap on TV. Jesus Christ, my world is ending. Where'd I go from here? I lost my commanding position and Sasha.
My 2 years of serving are past the minimum from the draft. That could mean I could get a free college education any place I want. Thank you, Uncle Sam.
Your point?
Well, you kind of gave me the impression that you had no other place to go. I could take you over to where I was heading to. Someplace in California. You know, where all the action is. Sure beats boring old Fairfield, Ohio.
I do want to get away from all the small Midwestern towns.
Well, come on, Mikey. California's where all the action is. If I take you with me, you'll forget about the girl. You'll probably even find a new one.
So you wouldn't mind if I stick around with you?
Great. The flight's been delayed. Looks like we'll have to stay in Tokyo until tomorrow morning's flight.
Oh, well, is there any place I can drink myself silly?
How do you say it? Oh, yeah. Hi.
I'll be right back.
Oh, well. Relax, Mike. This isn't like finding the Charlie Gooks, you know. Don't feel so depressed about yourself. You may have done the right thing.
Please, Wes. The last thing I want to hear about is that damn war.
Just wait until tomorrow. You'll be in California and there's nothing to worry about. Just trust me on this one. Oh, by the way, the Kusaki's here.
War is never good. Always the innocent suffer the most casualties.
I know what that's like. I share your pity.
I couldn't help eavesdropping your conversation. Why is there war anyway? Such foolish games they are.
You seem to develop a sensitivity to them. How do you know so much about them?
Sakura! No small talk with the Americans! You know what you're supposed to do. The last thing these Yanks need is a goddamn talk of now!
I'm
only... Unless you would like a little...
Please! No! I'll do this right.
You know the deal. Give those men over there a little bit of Sakura.
No, please! Not with them!
You listen to me, you little bitch!
Please! Just leave me alone!
Hey, you got no right to...
A marine, eh? Someone wants trouble.
I'll take the girl. I hope this is enough cash. It's what I have left in American dollars, if that's worth anything here.
Take Sakura. Take that little slut.
Forgive me, Sasha.
Alrighty, I checked in at the airport, and they said the flight to San Francisco was at about noonish. Mike... You haven't,
Listen, ever since I got reprived, I've only been melancholy. I don't know why I saved that Jap barmaid. I guess I only felt sorry that her pimp yelled at her.
Maybe she can come with us.
You're such a cockeyed optimist, Wes. I don't know about that, kiddo. All I know is, we gotta get her away from here.
Have you tried talking to her? She's been singing the chorus for the last hour.
Sakura? I hope I said that right.
You did.
You see, we really don't have anything to do tonight, and...
I must do whatever Spencer asks. Or he'll... He'll...
Sakura, please, calm down. There's no need to be frantic. Just let out what's bothering you right now. You can trust me. I can tell you, I'm not like others.
I blame it on men like you.
Hold on there. What I meant was, I'm not the stereotypical pimp. In fact, I wouldn't even sleep with them Nambar mates like the rest of the troops. I had a fiancé home. I kept my word, yet she left me.
I'll tell you my story. You're not so bad. I'll sympathize with that. A long time ago, my life ended at age 5. I was very young, but I remembered it as if it were yesterday. I was at the family shrine that contained the symbol of the butterfly. Out of nowhere, like an unexpected thunder, we were being attacked by your men. There were screams. Horrible screams. The city was bombed into nothing. I couldn't find mother, or father, or my sister. I was so scared.
We must leave this
place.
Where did she die when we
were in
his hands?
Something hit me.
You have to hurry out of here. Conditions being worse. The men secret are.
I hid under the bed in my room. I was lucky to survive for the first few days. But after those days, I wasn't lucky.
Look what we have here.
In that moment of silence,
You rescued me.
Take the little bitch in along with the rest of those useful sluts. She'll make great service to us.
Spencer found me and took me to start this life that I live now. That's the life I live. And I wish for it to end.
Don't talk like that, Sakura. I know exactly how you feel. A few days ago, I lost my fiancé and my commanding positions. Great God, those were like my two important things that meant the world to me. Yet, I'm going to start anew. You can too.
I can. I would love to go with you. But what about Spencer? Wouldn't he suspect?
Fuck Spencer. Don't worry about that bastard.
I honestly never met anyone as nice as you. I'm so in love with you. You're the first person to see I'm a human being.
That's great to know. The world can use a little more love. I can't help but feel the same way.
Hey, Mike! Are we ready to head on home?
Almost. We just gotta find a way to sneak Sakura away from that Spencer bastard.
Aw, shit!
What's the matter?
I, left my wallet in the bar. And, pretty much has everything. You know, money, plane tickets, the hotel we're staying at. If Spencer finds out...
Looking for this, Wesley Burns?
Worst case scenario. I hate it when stuff like this happens. Look, hand me back my wallet, please.
I won't this time, Spencer. I'm staying with Michael Sama.
Sakura, your time is up with that Madison. Come to me now.
You heard her, Spencer. She's staying with me. You can go back to that bar and continue your little exploitation. Yeah, that's right. This ex-colonel has been using Japanese women for prostitution. Mostly kidnapped during Doolittle's raids about 20 years ago.
Lucky, I come prepared for such things.
Michael Sama, get out of the way!
Gentlemen, arrest that man.
What? Where are you taking me?
You're too precious of life to be wasted. I want you to go back home with Wesley and find happiness for me.
You shouldn't let me take the bullet.
I shiteru.
Vietnam is not our war! We must say no!
We're gonna go! Hell no! We will go! We must go!
Berkeley. Ain't too shabby. Excuse me, ma'am.
Yes? Leslie, is that you?
Madeline, I know you're a physics major here.
Actually, I'm a biochemistry major around here.
Wow, I'm here undeclared. What's up with the crowd?
We're just too fired up about the war. Kids burning draft cards. This is everyday stuff. Pretty far out.
Butterfly. Sakura mentioned something like that.
Who?
Oh, some girl I knew. So, Miss Chiyoko, when do I start?
Delivering tea. Tomorrow be good.
Oh, arigato.
Yoroshiku, Michael-san.
This ain't bad. Better than dodging bullets. Delivering tea is kind of fun. Fresh air and seeing the smiles from the customers is priceless. What the hell am I saying? Jeez, I've been out of the country too long.
Domo arigato gozaimasu.
Sayaka, did you hear that? That means you gotta stop writing and help out a little more.
I really love writing, Imoto-chan.
I just can't aim my writing abilities to go astray.
What a day's work. Biking around Chinatown, delivering packets of tea. And what? Can my life get any worse?
Oh my, you got evicted?
I couldn't pay the rent. Looks like I'll have to get a new higher paying job. Look at you, wish Uncle Sam covered the evicted ones. How's Berkeley?
I'm with my high school sweetheart.
Madeline Grace.
I had no idea she was going to be a biochem major. Just so wonderful.
Wish I had that luxury. I can use a girl. Tyler-san?
Mike-san, my husband would like to say something.
I hope my English is good. You made me a happy man. The tea delivery and my business has went up. You are welcome to stay here.
How'd you know?
In addition, Sayiko, Sayaka, Nanami, Megumi, you may choose one of these girls for a bride. Erika, Naoko, and Jiki may be young to qualify for a bride.
A home? A bride? Wow, this is a lot.